Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 8. Through tradition and through centuries of the Word not being taught on this subject, this whole issue of offerings has become skewed and twisted. And in so many churches, it's people in debt, you know, the ministers or people are talking about, you know, would you please give? Would you please give? And that is such a privilege for us to receive your offerings. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so much of it is just this. It's just horizontal. Men giving to men and men pulling and asking men to give to them and thanking men for giving to men. And it is not real to the people of God that we're giving to God. Right? Look what a difference in mentality here in the beginning days of the church in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians 8, 3. Well, let me back up to verse 1. He said, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now these are the beginning days of the church. They're just finding out about the things of God and they're poor. But how many know that just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't give? And just because you're poor doesn't mean you can't be generous. You know, I've had people tell me, you know, it didn't take me long to straighten them out about it, but I've had people say, oh, Brother Keith, you ought to go over there. You know, they got several millionaires in that church. Well, just because they do, doesn't mean they're going to give any of it to you.
Right.
I've been to churches that had all kind of money and didn't give me enough to get out of town. I've been to little churches that had 8 people that just blessed me amazingly.
Amen.
You should never get your eyes on people to begin with. Right? But sometimes people have thought, well, you know, especially talking about preaching the word outside the U.S., oh, you ought not go over there preaching prosperity to those poor people. They're hurting. They need it the most of anybody. You shouldn't expect them to give. God does. See, that's the thing people miss. We must not set ourselves up as the source of anybody or the provider for anybody. We must teach them to look to the same source we look to. Right? Not be dependent on us, but on Him. And He has said, this is how it works. You honor me with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, and I'll bless you. I'll cause your barns to overflow, hallelujah, and your presses to burst out with new wine. So give, and it'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give into your bosom, and the measure you determine to sow out, that's how it's going to be determined to come back to you. Everybody should give. No such thing as somebody too poor to give. No. And so here he said to them, in their deep poverty, they were liberal. How many think they stayed in deep poverty? Being liberal? No, you know they didn't. You know they came out. We know the word well enough to know. Verse 3, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. They were willing to do beyond what they had. How many know that should always be your heart? That should always be your heart. You know, no matter how much you have, you ought to look around and think, Lord, I wish I could just underwrite that whole thing. Whoo. And if you keep sowing and keep sowing bigger and bigger and believing bigger and bigger, there'll be times when you'll be sitting in a service or in a meeting and it comes offering time and you sit there with your checkbook and go, now, Lord, what do you want me to do? You want me to do half of this? You want me to do all of it? What you want me to do? Hmm? Can you get there? Can God get you there? Yeah, He can. You can, but it won't be by thinking little. And it won't be by sowing little. Now notice what He goes on to say. He says, they prayed us, verse 4, with much entreaty that we would what? Receive the gift. And take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Let me read that from another translation. One said, they begged us to take the money. That's the Living Bible. So they could share in the joy of that ministry. They begged us to take the money. Now that is a 180 degree. Instead of somebody begging them to give money. Hmm? People come in and, you know, and they got lots of money and they throw a $5 bill in the plate and act like they hung the moon. And, well, y'all just ought to be blessed that I put that in there. Now, in a case like that, God did not even receive their offering. Did you hear me? And there are numerous times when we as heads of churches and ministries should not accept people's offerings. Are you with me now? Why? Because people are insulting. You know what I'm saying? They are disrespectful of the things of God, or they have some ulterior motive. They're wanting to buy something. Well, I'll sow this into the ministry if you'll do this. That's the offering you do not accept. Did you hear me now? I've been there before. There are times when some things may come like this at a time when you need the money. You're believing you could have used it last week. But how many understand it must come right to glorify God, or you must refuse it. And if you don't refuse it, then you fail tests that'll prevent you from being promoted. See, that's what Abraham was saying. When the princes of Sodom and Gomorrah were trying to give him the stuff, so they were trying to act like they're going to, you know, they are the big men. And they're going to be big and they're going to bless Abraham, and they were ungodly. And God used him to bail them out. And he said, nah, nah, you're not going to give anything to me today. I'm not going to take a shoelace from you today. Because let it never be said that ungodly people made me rich. No. God must get the glory out of my life, out of my family's prosperity, out of our church's prosperity, out of our ministry's prosperity. You know, I pray this all the time. Lord, let everything be done in this thing in such a way that you would be seen and you would be exalted and you'd get the glory.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You want people to look at you and look at your stuff and go, man, God is good.
Amen.
Look what God did. God, 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 God. He did it. And if you'll go His way, He'll do it that way so that everybody knows. And don't get your feelings hurt if people look at you and go, that had to be God, because I know they ain't that smart. That had to be God, because they didn't even know anybody that had that much money. I mean, it had to be God. You just smile and go, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, the Lord did so many things for us in starting this church. I mean, it was just instant church. It was no church and then boom, church. And nice and strong. And a minister, we were having a meal together, and right after this happened, he said, I heard that this happened for you, Brother Keith. And I said, yeah. He said, tell me. So I told him a little bit about what happened, and he just sat there and shook his head, and we were eating, and about 20 minutes later, he just put his fork down. He said, Brother Keith. I said, what? He said, that's got to be God. I said, I know it. I know it's got to be God. I know it. And it is.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's supposed to be in every child of God's life, so that people look at the prosperity and the blessing on your life and go, that's got to be God. I know what they make down where they work. They don't make that much money. How can they live like that? got to be God, right? They ain't begging. They're not just borrowing from everybody. Where's it coming from? You know, the Lord blessed Phyllis and I. The last job that I worked for somebody else where I had a salary, we began to give into ministry. We began to sow into that ministry. And the last, I forget, 2 or 3 years that we worked for them, I sowed more into their ministry than they paid me for the year. Well, how do you do that? It's got to be God, right? It's got to be coming in from other channels. Is that right? And if you'll believe God, you're not limited to your salary. You're not limited to that little check. Oh, God's got so many ways that He can do things. And He gets the glory. He gets the glory. So here you see that they're pleading with Him. Please, Brother Paul, accept our offering. Would you? Please, take the money. You hear something that maybe they had a thought He might not accept it. Why plead with somebody to accept it? Oh, do you see what a different mentality? What a different... See, preachers have misrepresented the Lord and the kingdom by being beggars. And by going around with their hand out all the time. Mealy mouth. Could you help the church? Would you give the church a discount? You have a minister's discount for us? Beggars. I said beggars. Always asking for something. Y'all have something left over for us? And then if somebody, you know, they weren't honoring God, they just tipped God. And you go, oh, thank you. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. And they walk away and think God feels that way. And God didn't even receive their offering. There must be some renewal of the mind in these. Now, I'm not saying be haughty. I'm not saying be rude and ugly, but we must represent Him properly. God is not begging anybody for anything. It's a privilege if you offer to Him and He receives your offering. Oh, it's a privilege that the created could give something to the Creator and He would receive it. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Acceptable Offering, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102K. That's R1102K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.